Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome in another hour of Doug Steffen's Good Day program. As you probably know, I'm also a farmer, and I love to share information about my farm and how you can benefit from the lessons I've learned and from other successful farm stories as well. So in this hour, I have a special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program to help you with your meal planning, backyard farming, whatever. It's the Good Day Farm Show, the American Family Farmer. Coming up on 7 after the hour, this is another week, another edition of the American Family Farmer Show. On the air, I'm Doug Steffen, here to help America's most important business, as far as I'm concerned. Without good food, you have nothing. You don't have your health. So what's more important than what you put into your body? And also, in order to support the people who are best coming up with the products that are good for your body, this program is aimed at helping with ideas and overview, not necessarily oversight, but overview of what's going on in America's family farms. And certainly, there are a lot of people that are focused this year on the weather, always an important ingredient as to how successful we're going to be on the farm. It's pretty hot in the Midwest already. There's been a lot of moisture, but there's also a lot of dust. And one of the news items this week comes from Tennessee, where there was a big dust storm. You probably heard about this. And the reason I'm bringing it up now, these 70 vehicles that crashed along a 6-mile stretch of Interstate 55 in Illinois a couple of weeks ago, the wind gusts 45, 50 miles an hour whipped up dust from a farm, or from a number of nearby fields, a number of farms. So the visibility was dropped to zero. And there were 7 people that were killed in this accident. 37 more went to hospitals. And so there was a lot of national news attention on it. And then the side story, the sidebar, was the role dust played from freshly tilled and planted fields. They were the stars of all of this. As we know, Tennessee, one of our great ag states. So are the farmers responsible for this? You know, with lawyers as they are, so many of them around looking for cases to chase, accidents caused by blowing dust, it seems, not that uncommon. And then let's think about this a little bit further. Uncommon, what's uncommon? The farmers being sued. So now lawyers have started suing farmers, and there's a big lawsuit because of the 70-vehicle crash. The suits involving dust, nuisance lawsuits, but yet then there are other folks in the, I was going through the National Agricultural Law Center. There's a suit on the register there. One neighbor is suing another neighbor because blowing dirt from the farm inhibits their ability to enjoy the use of their property. It's a nuisance case, yes, but think about this for a minute. I don't know what you can do about it. This is these negligent lawsuits, tort cases, that sort of thing. But if you're involved in an auto accident and it's on an open stretch of land that's just been tilled, you know, I guess you can sue. And in these suits, plaintiffs must prove the defendant failed to act reasonably under the circumstances, basically for failure to do what's reasonable. Well, what is reasonable here? If you're tilling the soil and on both sides of a highway and the wind comes along, how do you deal with that? This is all new in the law, and I wonder how many of you know about this or how many have heard this story this time of year, especially in places, again, like Illinois and Tennessee and Iowa. There is a lot of people, you know, we're working the ground, all of us who are farmers. I'm trying to seed down I got one 30-acre field to put into hay, another 17-acre field, and I've harrowed it 3 or 4 times, and it happens to be on the backside of a big aqueduct, so the wind doesn't bother much there, but I could see where it might blow across the road and onto people's. I'm in a suburban area. There aren't many big open fields like this. And so if the wind came along, caused a dust storm, yep. So anyway, you look at some of these suits. Here's one, this is one of the Illinois suits, actually. The lawyer turned to the Extension Service to explain what is a reasonable practice in this area when it's planting time. What the plaintiffs had to prove here was causation. There was a case down in Texas I read about. A motorcyclist sued a greenhouse owner after getting into an accident because dust came out of the greenhouse. The greenhouse owner had cleared all the vegetation around the greenhouse. The land was bare. The motorcyclist argued that the unnatural state of the land led to the dust, and that caused the accident. The court sided against him. Police testified that it was the worst windstorm they'd seen. Visibility conditions were reduced. And so in that case, they lost. But then, you know, you get down to trying to prove dust in this circumstance or others. And very difficult to do, but yet lawyers will try it and it'll cost you money. So I think this is a very interesting legal matter. And I don't know what the outcome is. I don't really know what to tell you. Doug Steffen here with a thought about the number of commercials that you may listen to on any given day, on any given program. So I want to separate this thought from many other, the commercials that you hear that somebody just says, okay, here's a product, here's where you get it, this is what it costs. No, this is more in-depth because in order to tell the story of Balance 7, I need to be in-depth. You need to focus on your immune system, which most everybody knows when you're young, the immune system is strong, it's vibrant, it defends you. But as you get older, you've done a lot of things. You drink, you had a lot of alcohol perhaps and coffee and eaten things that weren't good for you and continue to eat things that are attacking your system. So you're out of balance and therefore your immune system isn't working. Now, however, there is Balance 7. Balance 7. In 3 days, it'll start to rebuild your body, to bring your immune system back online. 3 1-ounce drinks a day, that's all you need. So if you don't like the way you feel, Balance 7 is the answer. Find it at balance7.com, or you can feel free to call the number that's specially attached to me, 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention my name, Doug, and you have a guarantee here. You'll get $15 off your order. You get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin from these folks at this company. Free shipping. And yes, that money-back guarantee. Balance 7, 800-793-9039. Use the code word Doug, please.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
For more than a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. In their car, at home, or on the job, more than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. AM radio is also the backbone of the emergency alert system, which keeps us safe in dangerous times. It's reliable, free, and public safety depends on it. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Back on the American Family Farmer, another news item. I like to start the program each week with catching up the news from Smithfield now, one of the worst companies in existence as far as I'm concerned. The Chinese government owns Smithfield. We allowed them to buy the largest pork producer not only in our country but in the world. So now an American company is no longer an American company. It's owned by the Chinese government, who certainly we all know is not our friend. They now have plans to close 37 farms starting this month. The story is still being faffed out, but the Chinese WH Group, which informed shareholders it was going to change the way they're doing business, the profit outlook is down. Well, they're not making any profit because the stuff they're selling is crap. They move all the good products, the good pork products to China, and feed their people with it, and they send their crap over here, and that's what you get in the sausage and whatever else. So at any rate, there has been legislation introduced in the House and the Senate to help address our shortage of technical service providers that Smithfield says they are not getting, and that's why they're moving the stuff. It's a smokescreen. So this whole thing, the fact that they could even buy this company and they're buying land in America, it just is disgusting. What's the matter with us that we allow this? Couple of things that are available now. We have a lot of food, farm, family information that's at foodfarmfamily.com, and you can check that news out every week. We also provide you with the Good Day Network program that you're listening to. We have the tacos and the broken glass in certain foods, the cold brew coffee, something that we highlighted on a recent podcast that we have for Food, Farm, and Family every day. So it's a different way of getting information that will help you. You can point people in that direction. You want to find out what's going on? Here's something that we highlighted. Albertsons recalling oatmeal raisin cookies sold at Safeway stores. The reason I bring that up is because it shows you Albertsons has bought many of the food. There are like four major companies now that own all of the supermarkets in the country. Four. We're down to four companies. Albertsons is one of them. They have bought Safeway. So with that comes a problem with cookies. But because these companies are so big, you know, they're slow to react. That's why you, as an American Family Farmer person, you have the ability to overtake, if you will, the bad publicity from the grocery stores by highlighting what you have. There are a lot of things that are already available. Sweet corn in some parts of the country, asparagus, lots of fresh fruits and vegetables, depending where you are. We're kind of in the northern part of the country. We're the last ones to get in on that. Usually it's like the middle of June before, although there's a lot of asparagus around. We're going to have a problem here in the Northeast this year because of the frost that we had in mid-May that's knocked off all the peaches, all the strawberries, some apples, not a good thing. I don't know what, if you're in the orchard business, what you do to get around that. So I'm looking at all of the things that are going on. I'd like to bring you up to date. I think we've hit a couple of highlights. And so we're going to move on in a moment. We're going to meet Bill Short and Brian Wright, who are from Tennessee. They are family farmers, and they are also in the development business, kind of like what I'm doing on a farm here in Massachusetts. So we're going to talk about agrihoods as we continue here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The hour now on this week's American Family Farmer. You've heard me talk about the agri-hood. People have sent me notes and said, what is it? Agri-hood. A-G-R-I-H-O-O-D. That's how you spell it. Pretty much the way it sounds. I'm going back to my English teacher days when I taught students how to spell by sounding out the word. So agri-hood, a word that is not very familiar to people across the country and certainly not in farms, but we have a couple of fellas who are doing, in essence, down in Tennessee, what I'm doing here. I think this is an idea, frankly, that's going to take off and be an important part of the future of living in America. So here's a family farm. And these folks, Bill Short, Brian Wright, are here. Both, let's see, Bill is in Franklin, Tennessee, and Brian is somewhere south of there. Where are you, Brian?
I'm in Franklin.
You're in Franklin. All right, the other way around.
I'm in Memphis. That's right.
All right. So Bill's in Memphis, and Ben is in Franklin. All right. So first of all, we got to find out about you and your farms and your farming, that sort of thing, because I think, as I understand it, Bill, it's your farm that's going to be turned into an agri-hood. So you're a farm kid. How long has that land been in your family?
Yes. Someone in our family has been farming this for over 135 years. 4 generations of us, ironically, all named Jesse Short. Most recently, my brother put all 85 of his years into this place. He's our hero. He's the reason we have this thing. Farming it became, as a single family farm, became untenable in the 90s. We shut down the dairy. We began renting the place out. So it's been rented ever since then to an old family friend. And they run their cattle there, then corn, soybeans, and grain. But about 3 years ago, it became clear the position of our farm was being of interest to developers, and we learned that we had to do something to lock in the rights for sewer and those kinds of things if we were ever going to develop it. So the process we used was to do a blind vote. We said, let's write on a piece of paper what you want to see here in 5 years, 10 years, and no one wanted to sell the farm for what would have been an extraordinary amount of money. We did not want to give that up, so we had no idea what we were going to do with it, but it became clear to us that our legacy and our hope for this place would be a general good to someone else. And then here we are.
So how do you fit into this, Brian? What's your story?
Yeah, so I am a town planner and urban designer by trade. I own a company that does consulting for developers and for cities all around the country. And I happen to live in a new mixed-use walkable neighborhood that is across the street from the 200-acre short farm. And for the past 18 years that I've lived here, I've driven past on the way home each day and sort of fearfully thought about what might become of it and how sad I would be to not be a part of it. And so the opportunity arose. The short decided to, rather than just selling off the land, to find a development partner. They did a request for qualifications, and my business partner, Craig Hoover, and I decided to throw our name in the hat, and we were selected to help them and be their development partners.
One of the things that I put forth here is this, in my case, this was not my desire. I took a farm that I had grown up on that was purchased by a developer 40 some odd years ago, and I used some of the land to build a house and keep some of my animals on it. There's this sort of a strange story that goes with it. And as you tell your story, I think there's an interesting correlation here that I want to pursue for all those who are listening that are wondering what they're going to do with all or part of their farm as they move forward. It's now 28 after the hour. More from our gentleman on AgriHoods in a moment.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company. I have two daughters and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one. And if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Pentagon releases video evidence showing a Chinese fighter jet sneak passing off the nose of an American jet over the South China Sea, causing reaction. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said Wednesday it was unsafe and unprofessional.
It's dangerous. And one of the reasons we want to keep the lines of communication open.
The incident comes amid rising tensions between the U.S. and China. A bill is being introduced in Congress to help regulate concert ticket sales. The Boss and Swift Act would look at hidden fees, buyer protection, and fake websites, among other issues that Bruce Springsteen and Taylor Swift, along with their fans, complained about. And sadly, at least four children are dead after a house fire in Tennessee. It happened in Memphis Wednesday. Still no precise cause for the fire released. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Four past the hour now, you're listening to Doug Steffens' Good Day. Let's get back to this special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program. It'll help you with ideas for your eating, your meal planning, and if you want to have a garden, we got all the info here. Plus, how to be a successful farmer. That's all part of the American Family Farmer. 34 after the hour now, this week's American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Bill Short from Memphis, Tennessee, and Brian Wright from Franklin, Tennessee. We're talking about developing the farm, which is not a new story by any stretch of the imagination. How many hundreds, millions of acres, in fact, have been lost to development over the years, especially since World War II, as farming has changed. Instead of 98% of the country making their living in some way, shape, or form on the land, after the war, it's continued to dwindle to the point where now only 2% of the country is farming on land that's dwindling. And I have speculated, gentlemen, here and in other circumstances, if we keep doing this and disrespecting what's going on, we're disrespecting our food needs and food sources, never mind we won't be the breadbasket of the world, we're not even going to feed ourselves by the year 2050.
And so this, in a sense, we tell the story about, you know, on the surface, the agrihood and what it's all about. But the need of having to go in this direction is something that I think is concerning, whether we change people's ideas or not, or wake them up to what's going on. I think, Bill, you did a good job of explaining the history of this 200-acre farm and how over the years you had dairy, you had beef, you had hogs, you had sheep, you had chicken, you had pretty much everything, and it couldn't sustain itself because of the development in this part of Tennessee. So what do you do with the farm? Do you sell it and just take the money and run? Or do you do something that is a little bit different? And frankly, agrihoods are huge difference. There are some in California, but it hasn't really, the idea hasn't caught on. I'm doing it here in Massachusetts. There's only one other one, and it's not really a good example up in Vermont. So I guess I go to you, Brian, to come up with where it is. I know you said you looked at the website that we have for our development. So we're scratching around this. We're kind of, you know, flying by the seat of our pants here in the way that we're doing it. I just decided that I didn't want the development that had been proposed on the land, and because it was close to me across the street from where I grew up. The developer was a friend of mine, but he did what pretty much all developers do. They clear cut all the land, they put as many houses on it as possible, and put the checks in the bank. That was not what I wanted to do, and it sounds like it wasn't what Bill Short and his family wanted to do. So we've created this. We have pastures and we have gardens, and we're building the houses around the existing wood lots that are there. I said when we first had our neighborhood meeting, we're not going to cut down any trees. And my developer partner said, well, maybe we have to cut down a few. Well, yeah, but that's not what I want to do. So what does the topography offer here for you in terms of developing it? How many units are you getting? What's the feel going to be like, Bill and Brian, as you develop this and when we look at the end results?
Well, there were a few things that we had to take into consideration based on the city's regulations for zoning and for the comprehensive plan. The land happened to have been intended for sort of a rural style of development that the city calls a conservation subdivision, which means that 50% of the land has to stay in conservation undeveloped. It can be ag, it can be natural, it can be recreation, et cetera. And so it works out well because that's what the family wanted to do. So what we're actually going to be doing is taking that 50% of the land and having it not just, you know, many agrihoods today are more, it's more of a branding concept where they have subdivision and then there's sort of a community garden next to it.
Yeah, it's not.
So here what we've done is actually taken that 50% of open space and we are creating productive farming going on at all different scales. So we're looking to have an organic farm incubator as part of it, similar to the Intervale in Burlington, in Vermont, have been approached by a regional farming operation that wants to farm, you know, the land, and they're trying to get up to 1 million pounds of food donated per year. And then also obviously producing, having community gardens for the people who live in the neighborhood and making it so that we have proper solar orientation for the homes to have their own individual plots as well. So we have all of that, and we've been really surprised at the response when we, because we did a week-long public design workshop called a charrette before we started putting pen to paper, where we invited the entire city, citizens to come and participate, and we've been blown away at the response. We have, we were sort of always thinking, well, we have 50% of this 200 acres. How are we going to farm this? Who's going to want to do it? And we knew we could deal with a little of it, but we've just been inundated with requests, not only from people looking to grow, but also for processing, for distribution, value added, et cetera. And so we've now are starting to become a regional food hub as we go. And so the other shocking response that we hadn't anticipated was from other farming families in the region who participated and said, we have a farm. We don't want to sell it. Is this real? Can we do this? And so we, in preparation for talking to you today and sort of in those discussions with different farming families, we've realized that this is a real need on a national level, so that people don't just have to sell off the land and have it sort of become a crummy subdivision that they're, you know, ashamed to drive past and they can no longer, you know, be a part of the property. And so what we've set out to do is create this model so that families like the Shorts can actually move back to the farm once it's all done. They're so proud of it. And that's the response we've been getting so far.
All right. We probably, there's a lot of collaboration. One of the things I often think about is, why do we reinvent the wheel? And I'm saying this lovingly. I grabbed all of the agrihood.com, anything that connected to Agrihood online. I bought it all because I think that this is going someplace. And I think that you're breathing some life into my theory. The one up in Vermont is a little different. It's kind of spread out and it doesn't seem to have the same feel. We don't have that much land. I wish we did have a couple of hundred acres. I have a farm down the street that's 114 acres, and there are people already who say, well, why don't you do some of this down there? Mm-hmm. And I might at some point in time. I just am stubborn and I don't want to. I bought it 20 some odd years ago from a developer to keep it from being developed, but it's been a huge financial, you know, what's the old definition, Bill, of a farm, a hole in the ground into which one pours money. So we're trying to get around that in some way, shape, or form. This is a very interesting and important conversation. Bill Short, who's the family farmer from Memphis, Tennessee, and Brian Wright, who's the developer, in Franklin, talking about how this concept may work. Who knows? It might work. If you have a lot of land and you still want to keep farming, you might be able to do something like this, because there certainly is need for housing and development. We all know that. We'll continue with these gentlemen in a matter of moments here on this week's American Family Farmer. Right now, a focus on Father's Day, which is just around the corner. So if you have a dad that likes steak, likes meat, likes, what is it, meat and potatoes, if you're looking for the perfect Father's Day gift, how about you go to omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, to get $30 off any and all qualifying orders. Minimum order is required. You go to their website, omahasteaks.com, and see what's there. There are so many people who have had great experience with Omaha Steaks. Not only the steaks, but the chicken, the pork, the things that are there. I had a cookout on my farm last night, as a matter of fact, and I brought some of the Omaha Steaks down and the hamburgers and stuff, and the people who work on the farm as we sort of open our season, they loved it. And your family will as well. If you're a tailgater, even better. Father's Day. Get to omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG, 30DUG, at checkout, and you get $30 off of your qualifying order. Choose from all kinds of mouthwatering packages. You're going to love it. Again, omahasteaks.com. Use the code 30DUG, that's 30DUG, to save and enjoy. A minimum order is required. See the site for details. With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DUG, when you place your order today. Get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calgen on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. Back on the American Family Farmer with something that we can't possibly cover in the amount of time that we have here with Bill Short, the farmer, and Brian Wright, the developer. I'm both in the case of what I'm doing on my agrihood, but I can see where, because it's very complicated, I know my way around this community, but if we went into another community to try to do this, it, you know, it requires having somebody who can understand how the local if you present this right, the place that we're developing, gentlemen, this fellow who owned it, who was a good friend of mine, he died. But before he did, the neighborhood got up in arms. They hated the idea. And so what I've done is just change it around so that it feels and fits. They all know about my farm. They know what I'm about. So the opposition disappeared because we're going to do it the right way. Brian, sorry to say this, but people don't like developers because they usually don't do what they say. They try to cut corners and they don't. I remember my friend, I said to him, why the hell are you developing this? You don't need the money. He said, I'm a developer and that's what I do. And that's what he did do. And so he wasn't the most popular guy around, but it's the way it's done, isn't it, Brian, more than anything else?
Yeah, I think that's a key point, because there are two things going on. One is just the overall success of, you know, doing a development that's well received, but also when you're a generational farming family who's been on the land as long as the Shorts have, and, you know, roads named after them and all the different things around you, like they have a legacy that they want to maintain and to not have it tarnished as they go through the process. And so one of the things that was really amazing about our process was this, you know, week-long design workshop that I mentioned, where we actually designed the project in real time. And people kept commenting on, like, wow, this project is amazing. This whole agrihood concept is so cool. But thank you so much for this process. They thanked the Shorts over and over for doing this. And for us in my planning practice, I mean, this is what we do for all of our projects all around the country for, you know, and I don't know why anybody does it any other way, because you're going to meet the concerned neighbors at one point or another. I'd rather do it at the beginning and have them be a part of the team rather than meeting them at the dais. At, you know,
why
city.
Fight them? Why have legal? Yeah, they're very smart, and it is something. That's what we found. Everybody got on board because they knew that it was the best use of the land to keep it at least in some form of ag. And not that the conservation commissions always see things with a broad picture. That may be stuff that you run into. It's part of the process, though, and you got to do what you have to do in order to make it work. But I think this is kind of a great idea, and I'm sure that we're going to spend time here in this program. I certainly will spend probably a good deal of time as my life moves on. I can see spending the rest of my life finding ways to create a development around agriculture, because that's kind of what we need. You have some great ideas. You have a website, Brian or Bill, that people can look at?
Yeah, so there's two different places that you can go to learn about the Short family farm. Specifically, you can go to Short Farm Charette, that's charette.com. And then if you go on my planning firm's website, that's tpudc.com, there's a bunch of information about other agrihoods we're working on around the country.
Good for you. All right, well, we probably should talk. Good to have you both here. Bill, congratulations on having a great an insight into what will work that's good for you and your family. Brian, with your ideas, it sounds like there's it's a winning combination. Happy to have you on board here on this week's American Family Farmer.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban
or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Past the hour, this week's American Family Farmer Program. Doug Steffen here with my thoughts on dairy, on the dairy industry, I suppose how it relates, in fact, to maybe your activism when it comes to the farm bill and what's going on here. I continue to be disgusted by what I see and what I read and what I hear from my friends as to this farm bill and the way I could go on and devote a whole program to this ridiculous reality that we find ourselves in, and something that is, instead of investing in agriculture and food and infrastructure that will help the country, all these guys are doing is trying to feather their own nests. And it really is probably not more obvious than in the dairy business. So I've tried to take sort of a global view in my opining here of the dairy industry. There's a group called the International Dairy Federation, in fact, that is not only looking at what's going on here in America with the American Farm Bureau and with the National Farmers Union, but they're looking around the world, the global dairy sector, trying to support high quality milk. I guess we would have to, like, define what do we all agree is high quality milk. I would say, if it were me defining it, it's the highest form of clean raw milk, because the nutritionally benefits comes from the raw milk, not from necessarily, depending on how it's processed, of course, But raw milk is much better no matter how you slice it in terms of value. But that flies in the face of a lot of people from a lot of these medical schools and some of the ag schools. They just tell you that raw milk is dangerous. Well, it is. It isn't handled properly. Anyway, I don't want to go down that road at the moment. But I am interested, excuse me, in what's going on with the world dairy situation. And, yeah, a lot of the focus has been on the situation in America because it's here where it's most blatant. Although the Chinese are going into New Zealand, they're going into Australia and buying up farms down there and milk production so that they can do what they've done with the pork production here. The government of New Zealand, Australia now looking at not allowing the Chinese or other countries to come in and buy up the farms, buy up the means of production. But it's still, I mean, you can see it happening in France. You can see it happening, as a matter of fact, all over Europe and Asia, where there is a big need because of the growing population. In the last couple of years alone, the need, the desire for good dairy has gone up 33% in this area of the world. It's up 21% in Europe, 18% here in North America. And that's because people are liking different kinds of cheeses, for example. The fact that skim milk powder is being produced, there's an uptick there as well, although I don't know what really what good comes out of that sort of dairy, but there's a market for it. There are 9.5 million dairy cows in America. 28,000 farms, 94% of them are still family owned. The American farm, the farmers that are milking cows produce 225 billion pounds of milk a year. The average size of a herd is 337. When I was milking cows, the last group, I think it was 135 cows I was milking. That was considered large for 2005 to 2015, at least around here. And we all know what's happened. There are some farms in the Midwest and the Mid-South that have 20, 30,000 cows. Not a farm. It's a factory. And the quality of the milk suffers for this, and that's what these people are figuring out. They don't know whether it's even necessary to stop it. I guess it is to a point to stop it, because as it continues to advance this way, the quality of the milk, which ought to be the first priority of all of us who are doing this, is going down, down, down. I hope to achieve some of the goals to help family farmers doing dairy in America, that you will get to the folks who are writing the farm bill and actually have them hear what it is that you're saying, because if nothing else, we should be spending money to market dairy. The inflation problem makes it difficult for us to promote our own product if we're selling on our farm, so we ought to get some help from people. If there's money going to people that don't deserve the money, then there certainly should be some coming to those who do deserve it and need the help. That's my thought on dairy marketing and the dairy business nationally and internationally here on this week's American Family Farm.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit bobksound.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.